Shalom to all, and welcome to the Quick Parsha presents the Daily Ba'al Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha Zachar Kedoshim. That's Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chaf Hey. And we're right in the middle of talking about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Pasuk Chaf Hey tells us Ve'is Chelav Chatos Yakir Mizbecha, and the Chelav, which literally means the fats of the Chatos, are brought on the Mizbeach. Let's take a look over here. Rashi Pasuk Chaf Hey Ve'is Chelav Chatos Emurei Par V'Sayer. This is not only referring to the fats, but it's also the Emurim, all the limbs of the Par and Sayer that we discussed previously. Yakir Mizbecha Al Mizbeach Chitzon. This is brought on the outer Mizbeach, the big main Mizbeach of the Beis Hamikdash, because in regards to the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Hazav, what does it say? Loi salu olav keteres zarva oilu mincha, foreign keteres or oilu or mincha is not allowed to be brought up on it. That's only for keteres, nothing else is brought up on it. Back up to Pasuk of Gimel, v'hamshalecha zesar la'azazel, the one who had sent out the sar for Azazel, yichavis begadav, he shall wash his clothing, rachas b'sar b'mayim, and immerse his flesh in water, v'achar ken yavei l'machanet, then he can come to the camp. V'ez par hachatos v'ez seir hachatos, and the par which was the chatos, and the sar which was the chatos, asher huva is dom l'chapram b'kodesh, that their blood was brought as an atonement, they should be brought outside camp and burned in fire as their skin, their flesh, and their excrement. And the one that burns them, he shall wash his clothing and immerse his flesh in water. Then he can come back into the camp. This shall be an eternal decree for you. On the 7th month and the 10th of the month, that's the 10th of Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur, you shall afflict your souls. Do not do any work, ha ezrach, the citizen, v'hager agar b'soichem, and the ger that lives among you. Kiva yom azay chaper alechem matar eschem, because this day provides a kapara for you to purify you, mikol chataseichem, from all of your sins, lefina Hashem titaharu, you become purified in front of Hashem, Shabbos, Shabbos, and hilochem, it's a Shabbos of all Shabboses for you, v'inisim esam shayseichem, chukas oilam, you shall afflict your souls, this is an eternal decree. V'chibra kayin, and the kayin should bring about a kapara, which kayin are we referring to? Asher yimshach oisai, who has been anointed, or v'asher yimali es yodai l'chayin tachas aviv, who has been given the authority to be the kohen in place of his father, and he shall put on the linen garments, the kodesh garments. Let's take a look over here. Rashi pasuk lamed beis, what we're referring to. So first of all, the pasuk is telling us kapar zushal yom kippurim. This kapar yom kippur ain't kosher el kohen gadol. It's only kosher with the kohen gadol. Nobody else other than the kohen gadol is able to do it. And the reason why this has to be said is lefish shenamer kol parsha ba'aron. Since this whole topic is addressed really to Aaron kohen, hotzer chloimer b'kohen gadol haba achar shei kamayu, the pasuk has to emphasize this also applies to a kohen gadol that comes after Aaron HaKayin. Vashari Mali Yitzyadei, what's this referring to? Ein li'al ha-mashach b'shan ha-mishcha. I would only know that a Kayin who got anointed with this special Shemen ha-mishcha, this special anointing oil, that he's a type of Kayin Gadol that could do the Avodah Yom Kippur. But Meruv Begadim Inayin, what about one who only has many clothing, that's all? We'll explain this in just a moment. Tam Lomer, that's why the Pasuk says, Vashari Mali Yitzyadei v'gaymer, that he has the authority to do it, even though he wasn't anointed with the Shemen ha-mishcha, he still is able to do it. And who are these Meruv Begadim? V'heim kol ha-kayhanim g'daylim sh'amdum yesheu v'eilach. These are all the kayhanim g'daylim that were from Yeshio and onwards. Why is this? Shebi Yamav, in his days, Nignus Atzlachas Hashem HaMishcha, flask of the Hashem HaMishcha was hidden away. So the only thing that differentiated the Kohen Gadol and regular Kehanim was the fact that he was Meruba Begadim, that he wore more clothing. He had 8 vestments instead of 4, and still he's considered the Kohen Gadol to this extent. Says Rashi, L'chayin Tachas Aviv, to be the Kohen in place of his father, L'lam, this teaches us, She'im B'noim Malis M'kaymai, that if his son is fitting to fill his place, Hu Kohen M'chal Adam, he comes before everyone else. It's not automatic that the son of a Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol after his father's death, but if he's failing to fill his father's place, L'chayin Tachas Aviv, so then he comes before everyone else. Back to Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'chibras Mikdash HaKodesh, he should bring about a kapar for the Kodesh Kedoshim, V'as Ohel Moed, for the Ohel Moed, V'as Sam Zbeach Yichaper, and bring a kapar for the Zbeach, V'al Kohanim, V'al Kol Am HaKol Yichaper, and he shall bring a kapar for the Kohanim and for all the people of the congregation. V'hoyz Ezois L'chem L'chukas Oilam, this shall be for you an eternal decree, L'chaper al B'nei Yisrael M'kol Chatoisam, to bring a kapar for the B'nei Yisrael for all their sins, Achas Bashana, once a year, V'yask Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, and he did, meaning Aaron did, as Hashem had commanded Moshe. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamedalad, V'yask Asher Tziva Hashem Goymer, K'shigia Yom Kippurim Asa K'seder Hazeh, when Yom Kippur came, he did this Seder, this exact order as we said, L'hagat Shilcha Shal Aaron, this is telling the praise of Aaron, Shaloi Ha'yolav Shal L'Gdulasai, that he didn't wear this clothing for his own Gedula, for his own greatness, El Kim Kaim Gzeres HaMelech, he did so with attitude, with expression, that he's just being Makayim, the Gzer of the King, and nothing more than that, nothing to show his own greatness. And back up to Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al Aaron vel bano vel kol b'nei Yisrael, speak to Aaron and his sons and to all the b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta aleim, you shall tell them, Zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem lemar, this is the matter Hashem commanded, saying, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, every single man from b'nei Yisrael, asher yishchat shor oichaz v'eiz v'machne, who shachs an ox or a sheep or a goat in the camp, oy asher yishchat michutz v'machne, or he shachs it outside the camp. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, asher yishchat shor oichazev, v'amugdashim akasim daber, the Pasuk is specifically talking about something which is kodesh, shenemar the Pasuk says, l'hakriv karbon, to bring as a karbon, B'machina, what does this mean in the camp? Chutz la'azara, outside the Hazara. So this animal, which is really designated as a karbon, was shechted outside the Mishkan or outside the Beis HaMikdash, back to Pasuk Dalid, Vel Pesach Oel Mayed Lo Hevi'ai. He did not bring it to the entrance of Oel Mayed, L'hakiv Karbon La'Hashem, to bring it as a karbon to Hashem, L'fnei Mishkan Hashem, in front of the Mishkan of Hashem. Dam Yichashav L'Ishahu Dam Shafach. This is considered bloodshed for this man. It's like he spilled blood. V'nichrasa Ishahu Mikarev Amay, and this man shall be cut off from among his nation. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalid, Dam Yichashav K'shefech Dam Adam. It's as if he spilled the blood of man. Shemeschai B'Nafshai, that's because he's Chayv Misaf in his own nefesh. Dam Shafach, he spilled blood. L'Rabbis Zerg Dam B'Chutz, this is to include someone who sprinkled the blood of a karbon outside the Beis HaMikdash or Mishkan. This we just learned is the Isser that's called in the Mishnah and Gemara, Shchutei Chutz, shechting outside. This is a karbon that was shechted outside where it's allowed to be. A person gets karis for that. And why is that? So Pasuk Hei tells us, L'man Asher Yaviu B'nei Yisrael Sivchem Asher Heim Zoivchem Al Pnei HaSadeh. So the B'nei Yisrael will bring their karbonos that they've been shechting outside in the Sadeh, Ve'aviu L'Hashem. They shall bring them to Hashem, Al Pesach Ayo Moed Al Kayin, to the entrance of Moed, to the Kayin, V'zavchu Zivche Shlam L'Hashem Oysam. They shall shech them as Shlamim for Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hei, Asher Heim Zoivchem Asher Heim Regil Mizbayach, that they're used to shechting. In other words, a Pasuk saying that up until now, it used to be that if a person wanted to bring a karbon, he could bring it out in the field because there was no Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash. Now that we have such structures, the Pasuk is saying no more shechting out in the field on your own Mizbeach. You have to bring it to the Oil Mayid, to the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan. Back to Pasuk Vav, Vizarka Kohenes Adam al Mizbeach Hashem, Pesach Oil Mayid, and the Kohen should sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach of Hashem at the entrance of the Oil Mayid, Victor Achelev L'Rech Nichaych Hashem, and he should bring the fats up on the Mizbeach as a pleasant aroma for Hashem, V'lo Yizbechu Oides Evchem La Seir Masher Heim Zayn Machareihem, and they shall no longer shech their karbonis to the Seirim, which is the Shadim, the demons, after whom they turn astray. Chukas Olam Tia Zois Lohem L'Derosam, this shall be an eternal decree for them for all their generations. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, La Seirim, La Shadim, this referring to Shadim, demons. Kamalik, it says in the Pasuk, U'Seirim Yirak Dusham. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the next Ali in the Parsha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.